special report protests across America. The mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, says there were no arrests at last night's protest, and she's asking the president to remove all federal troops. More from correspondent Bob Costantini.
It's not likely to move the president or Attorney General Bill Barr, but Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser is asking for a demilitarization of the city. She writes, "I continue to be concerned that unidentified federal personnel patrolling the streets pose both safety and national security risks." That's a reference to dressed in black with riot gear police that Barr says are mostly from the Bureau of Prisons.
Several NFL players have released a video calling on the league to condemn racism.
We, the National Football League,
admit wrong and silencing our players from peacefully protesting.
We, the National Football League,
believe Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
They want the league to condemn racism. I'm Mike Moss. Millions went back to work in May, driving the unemployment rate down to 13.3%, which is being heralded by President Trump.
It's a very big day for our country. It's an affirmation of all the work we've been doing, really for 3.5 years. This isn't just over the last few months. This is for 3.5 years. And it's a great thing. We were very strong. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world.
Employers added 2.5 million workers to their payrolls last month. The video of a Buffalo police officer appearing to shove an elderly man who falls and cracks his head while police cleared out protesters in the city square drew widespread condemnation last night. Buffalo's mayor says the police commissioner has suspended 2 police officers without pay. On Wall Street, the Dow up about 700. I'm Mike Morse.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DynaVite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
DynaVite is nutrition.
Get them on DynaVite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DynaVite from DINOVITE.com.
You looking for a positive? I've got it. Use your life insurance while you're living. MyTermLifeGuy.com. Look, with everything that we've been through, don't just think about your family. You got to think about you. Term life insurance. Get one that lets you use it while you're living. MyTermLifeGuy.com. It's that simple. MyTermLifeGuy.com. A $1 million policy for a healthy male non-smoker below $35 a month. MyTermLifeGuy.com.
Sponsored by Gold Coast Insurance Group.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny with a high of 100 today, 69 overnight tonight, 95 and sunny tomorrow, 67 tomorrow night, sunny and 98 on Sunday, 69 Sunday night, 98 and sunny on Monday.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Hagenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here. Russ, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, man?
I'm good.
I don't know why I'm in good spirits. I mean, I know the stock market's going crazy and all that, but I just have a good feeling about things. And it's kind of weird because we're in a country that's burning.
In some areas.
Yeah, we've got complete disruption of some cities, and we got citizens calling out for the suspension or the firing of all police officers. I mean, we got some real craziness going on.
That's an interesting thing, and when you say, you know, I've seen some of the politicians now talking about, hey, let's get rid of police departments, and I'm just kind of curious how that would work, because right now there are police departments and they can't stop the looters from breaking into buildings and stealing things that are not theirs. How does that work?
Here's what I hope. I don't want to have an argument with them. I don't want to have a fight with them. I just hope they do it. Just do it. Because that's the thing about our country. We're 50 states. So every state can run a little independent, a little differently. And we get to see what works, what doesn't work. I'd like to see that. Failure. I'd love to see a big city say, no police department. And what happens to the insurance companies that insure businesses? What happens to businesses that get burned out or can't afford insurance now because they don't have any protection?
Now, wait, are you saying there'd be repercussions from this, Russ?
Oh, my gosh.
Please,
of course.
Say it isn't so.
But I don't want to have that argument and tell them. I just want to see it happen because I think the people that are saying that are just looking for someone to argue and save them from themselves.
Now, it's interesting that you say that. Why do people say things just to start an argument? Why is that the form of communication?
Because it's a diversion from getting to talking about the things they don't really want to talk about, usually.
Yeah. So, I mean, you and I were talking a little bit off air. Stock market through the roof right now.
Yeah, going stupid.
Okay. So, unemployment numbers. Now, the unemployment numbers are still bad. Let's not be...
Oh, if that was a normal unemployment number, we would be in distress.
Yes. So it's interesting that, and again, it's all this perception, and it's what is the glass half empty, half full?
Right.
So we were projecting 20% unemployment. Now you're coming in at 13.5% unemployment, which is still awful numbers.
Terrible.
I mean, horrible. But the stock market is rallying like crazy, and there's this sense of exuberance in the market right now.
Because the shutdown didn't shut down as much as they thought it did. The shutdown didn't stop the buying that they thought it would.
Well, it's interesting because, and again, we're getting into a whole different discussion that I know enough to get myself into trouble, maybe not enough to get myself out of trouble. It's true. You know, coronavirus was expected to be a level, you know, all the new projections was it was a level 1 to 4 disease, and the level 1 to 4 could kill up to 6 million people.
Yeah.
And not to say any death is okay. It isn't. But when you say the projection of shutting down the whole economy, it's not a level 1 to 4. It really isn't. And so knowing that it didn't hurt the economy as much as it could have, fantastic. Knowing that people are getting back to work in some states faster than others, fantastic. Talk to some of my friends that own restaurants here in town. They're thrilled that they've got people now back in the restaurants. You know, they're still social distancing and trying to be safe. But, you know, you talk to some of these guys that they were in trouble because you don't have people sitting in the restaurant.
Sure.
Now, they're still not great, but at least you can see there's a path back to some kind of normalcy. I think that's what you're seeing in the stock market. I think you and I had said, hey, it's an overreaction, but people want to get back to some kind of normalcy.
Oh, and it's not going to be a terrible overreaction, I don't think. Edward called it and let me know it's going to be he's expecting like a correction, but then that'll end too, and it'll come right back again. You know, it comes back up. But he thinks it's all still good, but they kind of overdo it when they jump in.
Doesn't everybody other than, let's say, with the exception of Edward and some of the other people that really understand this, that are professionals, most people are so reactionary that, you know, oh my gosh, this stock went up, I have to buy it. Or, oh my gosh, my neighbor just bought a new car, I have to buy a new car. You know, we all do that, and then you start comparing, and one person says, hey, I caught a fish this big, so the next person needs to go catch a fish this big.
Or at least say they did.
Yeah, well, isn't that how it always is? I said I did. Haven't put a pole in the water in 2 years. Market's really good right now. Now, what does that mean for home buying?
Well, I think... A couple things. Number one, when good things like this happen, I think it makes people feel secure enough to where it's okay to go in and do the things that are long-term. Home buying's a long-term issue. So I think emotionally it makes it more appealing because we don't feel like the world's coming to an end.
Okay.
So I think that is. And as far as economy coming back, there's an indication that these low interest rates aren't going to stay low. And with the economy coming back, we'll shorten that length that they're low because it's the money's going to start flowing again.
See, you have paid attention over the last few years. You know, again, think of, you know, the old West scale where you were measuring the weight of gold and you put, you know, you put a fixed weight on one side and then you weighed your gold on the other side and the scale leveled out. If the stock market is doing really well, what happens to interest rates?
Well,
they're going to start going
up.
Yeah,
because, yeah, absolutely.
So, just for everybody who's listening, understand, when you see the stock market now continuing to go up and up and up, interest rates have already started to go up. Over the last 3 days, you can see the bond market weakening, and we've seen about a quarter point in interest rates put back in the market. Now, quarter point is not a big deal. It really isn't. In the grand scheme of things, we're just talking about a trend. But if you say a $200,000 mortgage, quarter point, that's $500 a year. That's a little over $42 a month. It is a difference maker, but it's not a difference maker. But you're watching the trend. So when you say, hey, the stock market is doing really well and we're seeing some signs in the economy that it wasn't as bad as you thought, just watch for interest rates to go back up.
Right, but it does help you make a decision like buying a house a good deal because the economy's going right, things are going to be okay, we're
very much
fine.
So.
And I think that's a good feeling that goes throughout our economy and that people relax and they feel better. They'll spend money versus hoarding it a little bit. And when that happens, the economy spurs on even more.
Does that mean we'll have extra toilet paper running around?
We already have that.
Okay, we have that.
So that's already back. We got
what happened there? Seriously, what happened there?
It's just so weird. I can't even explain it, but it just got to be one of those things that people started hoarding for fear. A lot of countries like Venezuela and others really have run out of toilet paper. They have.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be noticed. and it was just that fear that we're going to run out of it, so all of a sudden a few people bought it, someone sees the shelves empty, then there's a panic. And then there's a hoarding. And then you can't keep it. And I guess it took a while before everyone had like their spare
enough
bedroom
toilet.
Full of toilet paper. I said, okay, we can't buy anymore.
So there's a show on TV, it's called Hoarders. Are we going to see whole rooms of toilet paper at some point?
Guarantee it.
But there's a ton of good stuff coming down the pipe, especially when you look at housing, when you look at payments. You know, it's interesting, if you go back 2 years, do you remember what we used to talk about interest rates 2 years ago? Pick a number, do you remember?
Three and a half or so was going to go up. I mean, we kept saying it was going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
But we expected the economy to keep going like it was. We didn't see the COVID-19.
Nope.
We didn't see any of this stuff.
So we were seeing interest rates in the mid-fours for lots of loan programs, and now you're in the low threes for most loan programs.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, that 1.5 points off of a 4.5 rate, that's basically a third. So interest rates have been a third down, a third on sale if you wanted to buy, whether it's a house, whether it's a second home, whether it's a rental property. You know, again, going back to it, this is just about restructuring debt. So whether it's your house, and I would certainly say I think you have a window of opportunity between now and the election cycle. And depending on what happens in the elections, then all bets are off.
Sure.
You have an ability to restructure your debt. And when I say house or rentals or cars or boats or credit cards, whatever your debt is, I'm not necessarily advocating for taking on new debt. I love to try to get debt paid off, but there's a reason to structure debt. I mean, you talk about landlords that own rental properties or people that own a commercial building, but whatever your debt is, now would be one of those times to restructure it before interest rates keep going back up. You and I have talked about some of the 0% cars. Go online. Every bank out there is advertising ridiculously low rates for their cars. Refinance it from one bank to another and let's save some money on interest, because there's no benefit to paying extra interest on a car. There's really no benefit to pay extra interest on a mortgage. You know, we used to talk about, hey, your interest is tax deductible. Here's my asterisk. Talk to your CPA and check that. But when the standard deduction for a single person is 12 grand or a married person is 24 grand, conceptually, do you understand what kind of a mortgage you have to get over the standard deduction anymore as a normal person?
I don't even know what the number is, but...
Well, think of if, Russ, how many people do you know own a $500,000 home?
I know some, but not here locally.
Okay, now, $500,000 home at a 4% interest rate, 5 times 4, I can do that math in my head, that's 20, right? Mm. That's 20 grand a year in interest. But if they're married, the standard deduction is 24,000. They still didn't get to the...
Not on that.
They still did not itemize on that. So now you go backwards and say, well, geez, I need like a 6% interest rate before I could even itemize on my taxes. That's why I say the old adage of, hey, you know, mortgage interest is good. No. It doesn't matter anymore unless you're talking about owning a very large home and taking a ridiculous interest rate. No, let's go restructure your debt and get you out of paying as much interest as you can. Whether it's going from that 4.5 down to a 3.5 interest rate and saving a point, maybe it's time that you say, I'm willing to bite the bullet and go from a 30 to a 15. Not really one of my big calling points. Have you ever heard me talk about 15s?
Only recently.
Very recently.
Normally, it hasn't been favorable.
And I'm not a big fan of that because it is a way to artificially make somebody pay extra in. So we're going to talk about how to get out of debt a little more after the break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, IPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. INRA, SIPC.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. INRA, SIPC.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell my
Happy Friday. It is. Is it really like 8:20 already?
Oh, it is. It just
I don't even get it.
Goes too fast.
All right. So it's going to be a great day. Beautiful outside. Was gorgeous this morning. It'll be like 102 today. So warm enough to do some stuff outside.
But that feels good, 100.
Yeah. It feels great. So.
Yeah.
Other than watching the APS meter spin when the air conditioners are on, because it seems like everybody in the office goes and knocks it down to like 72 degrees, but that's a different story. So we're talking about debt and restructuring debt, and you have heard me say there's opportunity and there's situational things that come up. And most people come to me and refinance because they have a situation. There's a death, a divorce, there's a marriage, there's
a kid
that goes to college, and there's a situation that applies to you, not necessarily to everybody else, and you just have to deal with it.
Right.
But this is an opportunity that we all have at the same exact time. We can all look at refinancing and restructuring debt. And I'm not saying, hey, you know, but I am saying, hey, we have to sit down and look at this and say, this is one of those moments in time that 2 to 3 years from now, everybody's going to look back and go, wow, I wish I would have. And I don't care if it's a boat, a car, a credit card, a house. This is the time to look at restructuring. Now, notice I'm saying the word restructure and refinance. None of these goofy forbearances, because those are going to hurt you, and we'll talk about that later.
Oh, gosh.
But restructuring your debt, like a refinance, and sometimes it's keeping the same term and just getting a lower interest rate. Sometimes it's shortening the term and saying, I'm going to suck it up, buttercup, and I'm going to go ahead and get this thing paid off early. Just before the break, I mentioned the 15-year. I'm not a big fan of a 15-year. I like 30s. I'd rather have my payments cheap and go put my money somewhere else. But a 15-year is a way to forcibly structure somebody to pay more money in on their principal. The difference is basically this. Take a 30-year payment, add 40% more to it, that's a 15-year.
Oh,
so,
really?
If you had a 30-year fixed and you paid 40% more than your payment, literally you're going to pay it off in 15 years. So basically what you're going to do is saddle yourself with a 40% higher payment for 15 years and then have the house paid off.
But if you're in a position where your interest rate currently is in the mid-4s,
mm-hmm.
and you're on a 30...
And you get something in
and
the
mid-2s. And you want to go to, on a 15, it's not going to be 40.
It may not, but I'm just saying, conceptually, I want everybody to think about, because if I could refinance to a 15 today, I could refinance to a 30 today and still save some money. So when you look at, on a given day, refinancing one way to the other, it's about a 40% difference. All that means to me is, you and I know people that are not good at saving money, right?
the great majority of people are not.
Okay, so that's why 15 years would work, is you put somebody on a plan, they don't have the ability not to pay that higher payment. They're basically saddling themselves with this debt, which is okay,
mm-hmm.
and they know they're going to pay it off ahead of time, so they're not squandering their extra savings. There are some people that do better on a 30 because they know they can go invest that money somewhere else.
Right.
So that's really the difference, is do you want to skinny up the budget, or do you want to accelerate the budget?
No, a 15 comes with a slight better interest rate.
It does.
Not a big one, but a little.
Not a huge one.
Okay.
Typically between a quarter point and a half a point, depending on the loan program, which is a benefit.
Yeah.
But you sit down and say, could you save $200 to $300 to maybe $400 on your house? Could you save $100 to $200 on an auto? Could you restructure your credit cards? Everybody, if you haven't done this, go try it. Google search 0% interest rate credit cards. There's a ton of them out there. And they're going to tell you they give you 12 to 18 months 0% interest on balance transfers. Now, I'm not the sharpest tool, but in this season of restructure that I call it, could you not take your credit card balances, dump them on a 0% interest rate credit card, and then say, okay, take the balance, divide it by 12 or 18, whatever that company gives you, and just say, I'm going to have this paid off, not going to pay a penny of interest on it, and it'll be great.
And that is good.
And you know what? At the end of it, let's pretend you got a 0% interest rate for 12 months and you didn't get it all paid off in 12.
Right.
Move it to another one in a year. You know,
but don't cancel the cards you just left.
Nope. Don't. You're good point. Now, why is that?
Well, because that affects your credit rating.
Correct.
Because, yeah.
So you can certainly leave that high interest rate credit card open, and if it has a zero balance, you're not paying any interest on it at all.
Yeah.
No, I would leave those open. But It's amazing to me, every person I look at when I'm talking to them about purchases, I'm seeing credit card debt and auto debt. Go refinance those and restructure it right now. I've got a guy that, you know, he came in for a purchase, completely qualified, totally qualified. One auto loan is at 8%. One auto loan is at almost 10. It's like 9.75%. Now, I'm not telling you have to extend the term, but have you ever really thought about refinancing your autos and get a better interest rate, probably chop it in half, keep the term the same, and your payment goes down because you're paying less interest to the bank and more principal to yourself? He never thought about that. Now, it's interesting. How many refinance commercials, Russ, do you see on TV?
I don't.
Well,
I don't watch TV.
You're stuck in a booth here. You can tell exactly what's going on in the economy by what some people are advertising. Every company out there is advertising refinances, and certainly Academy Mortgage, we do a ton of them too. But you refinancing the homes is big business for lots of these companies that have call centers, etc. Nobody's advertising auto refinances. You know, a few blips here and there, a few blips online, but why not? I don't know. Other than it's not big business. It's not hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars at once. You're talking $10,000 and $15,000, maybe $20,000 auto loans. But most Americans have a car that you could turn around and refinance. Most Americans have a credit card or 12 that you should restructure that balance. This is what we need to be doing between now and whenever the interest rate environment changes.
And it's going to change.
I believe between now and the election cycle, we have a great opportunity, not a situation. We have a great opportunity to do this. But after the election cycle, all bets are off until we know everything settles down, whether interest rates are going to stay stable or if they're going to go up. Now, how many of your friends do you think, Russ, should look at refinancing a car, refinancing or restructuring credit card debt, and probably talk about their house?
Every single one should look at it.
Why isn't everybody doing that right now?
Because nobody does.
Why? This is what gets me. You know, I'm sure in your side of the business, how many people don't think about putting air in their tires?
Or changing their oil.
I know you see people driving around on tires that probably have 20 PSI in them all day long, and you think, geez, you're ruining your tires, you don't understand your fuel economy, and, you know, you probably smile because they'll come to see you a little more often.
Yeah, but I prefer that they get good usage. I do. I want them to use it well. Yeah.
So why don't, you know, let's go back to your business. Why don't people check the air? How often should you check the air in your tires, right?
Every month.
Every month.
And then just come in and see me. I'll check it.
Okay. Now, what happens summer versus winter?
Oh, the heat changes really make a big difference, and you'll going to lose more air during the summer when it gets warmer and stuff, too.
Okay, so you still have to check it, and it changes seasonally, and you should pay attention to this.
And if your car idiot light comes on and shows you have low tire pressure, just get it done. And a lot of cars now will tell you.
Is that what that light is called?
Yeah.
Car idiot light.
Car idiot light.
But same thing, how many people don't change their oil on a regular basis?
Too many. And really, the longevity of these engines is forever if you just change it. You know?
Now, you just said something that, really, forever?
Not forever, okay. But I mean, they'll live longer than you think. I mean, 400,000, 500,000 is not unusual.
If you do the simple thing and you have the awareness to pay attention to what you're doing.
Yeah. If it's a diesel engine, 1,000, 100,000, million miles, but you got to change it.
And the same thing happens for me with the debt. Look, I know everybody has the debt. The elephant in the room is everybody has the debt, whether it's auto, whether it's cars, you know, credit cards, a boat, a razor, a house, an investment property. What would it look like if you could save $100 a month? What would it look like if you could save $300 a month? What would it look like if you could save $900 a month? I don't know what those numbers are, but I do know that the gentleman and his family that came in this last week that we talked about those two autos, he didn't come in for auto loans, and I don't do auto loans. I'm just telling you what to look at and go out and go find it. But he's going to save about $500 a month on his auto. Here's the best part. The home he's selling is about $1,100 a month costing him. The new house that he wants to buy is $1,700 a month. 11 plus 5 is $1,600. So from a monthly budget, his new house, big house, is going to cost him about $100 more because he's restructuring his debt in a way that's beneficial for his family. Talk about that much more after the break. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
You'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, IPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Happy Friday, everyone. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, sir.
Anything new and exciting?
Everything. You know, I feel good about what's going on in the economy.
Give me one thing that you feel humble and blessed about.
Actually, it's friendships and things. And thinking about that this morning, and I had a friend help me with a drive-in movie recently. Introduced me to a movie producer and made phone calls to the CEO of Netflix to make sure that we could get a movie for Yuma to do the drive-in.
Wow.
And working with the mayor. And we got a first-run movie, and it's going to be playing in a week. And I'm like, and I thought about it just yesterday. I was thinking, how wonderful it is that I have friendships, that I can pick up a phone and someone calls the CEO of Netflix for me.
And we appreciate you ordering like 5 to 10 degree cooler weather next week. So we appreciate appreciate that. But isn't it interesting if you ask somebody, hey, what's something you're humble and blessed about? They can find something. We can all find something that is going in the right direction. And whether it's friends or family or a job or something, there's is the glass half full? Is it half empty? I'm just happy to have a glass to put something in. And you look at, again, why are you smiling?
I'm just happy to have a glass.
I am happy to have a glass.
But I believe that. You know, I think that's really your attitude in life, that you're going to, you know, make lemonade if you have lemons. You know, you're going to be fine.
You may as well. What's the alternative? Griping about it? Letting them spoil?
And we know too many people who do that.
There are a lot. You may have heard, his name is Jocko. I think his last name is Williams, but I'm not sure. You know the motivational speaker, former special ops. His name's Jocko. He has a great bit on YouTube that talks about when something happens to you, his answer to everything is good. It seriously is.
Why wouldn't you, right?
You know, because whether it's, you know, if it's something that causes you a little pain, good. Now let's grow through it and remember that and be stronger from it. And you and I know people who have gone through bad times, and you now are at that tipping point, that decision point to say, I'm going to use that as motivation and leverage to get ahead,
right?
Or I'm going to use that as the weight to hold me down forever. And you know, you and I both know people that have had the same exact thing happen to them. One person flourishes and one person doesn't.
Without question.
And the only difference is that 6 to 8 inches in between the ears, right?
Exactly.
So you look at what's going on in the marketplace right now. And I do, one of the reasons I love Yuma is I think we're a special community, that closer-knit group of friends and family. And there's a lot of good things about Yuma. We're not having some of the issues that you've seen elsewhere around the country. We talked about that first segment. But now we all have the opportunity to help each other get ahead. So whether it's purchase or refinance of a house, whether it's restructuring an auto, whether it's supporting somebody else's business, whether it's, hey, go out to eat one more time. Maybe don't order something online with Amazon or eBay. Go to one of the local stores and pick it up. You know what? If it costs me an extra buck, but I'm going to get it from somebody here who I'm also neighbors with, isn't that what we want them doing for our businesses as well?
Absolutely correct.
Now, I know we talk about, hey, I want to save money and I want to be conservative, but we all understand that there's a cost for this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not free. The electricity isn't free. The on-air equipment, I mean, you've got repair maintenance stuff on that. So is it right that we advertise on the station and spend some money to help keep something up and running that we support?
Oh, absolutely. Especially, I mean, if it's a win-win. You can't do it if there's no value.
It should be a win-win.
It's got to be a value. And as a business, we have to make it a value.
And there's, for me, it's that handshake to say, okay, I'm going to extend a hand, you need to extend a hand, and let's both be okay in the end.
Yeah.
So I need to go out to eat at a local restaurant. I need to go buy something locally. I need to go get my kid's new pair of shoes here in town. You know what? I need to go get a new baseball glove or a pool cue or something like that and go get it from somebody here locally first, as opposed to, wow, I found a great deal online and I just ordered it in. Now, don't get me wrong. That stuff does support the local UPS driver or the local postal man or woman or whomever, you know, FedEx drivers. But at the same time, we do have to support the big infrastructure.
I buy as much on Amazon as anybody because there's so many specialized things I get that cannot be supplied locally. But you're exactly right. Everything I can buy, I buy locally. I mean, okay. The majority of my dollars go locally.
Name one thing that you've bought in the last month online that you could buy here locally from now on. See, everybody, I'm putting Russ on the spot. You like that?
I bought some paper locally. I mean, I bought some paper online. Not paper, but file folders, manila folders. Mm-hmm. And I was lazy because I just had Amazon.
Lazy thing.
I had Amazon open, and I just punched it in.
But it's interesting. That's the same word that I would use. Is sometimes we all just get lazy because it's easy to look on our phone or on our computer and send it right to the door and know about
done.
Our lives.
And I didn't need it like today, but I knew I needed it.
Right. Yeah. And I look at, you know, whether it's shoes, whether it's T-shirts. I mean, there's lots of things you can get. Mm-hmm. But I have a choice. Do I order a T-shirt online or do I drive down to Planet X and support Tony? Now,
yeah, I buy my local stuff local.
There and there's a choice. Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes you just have to do that. And maybe you are lazy and maybe you don't want to get out of the house when it's 110 degrees. But Russ,
I kept forgetting to pick them up.
So, you know, no matter what's happening, good.
Yeah.
It really is good. And I'm not supportive of certain things. I'm just saying, okay, what can we learn and what can we do better because of it? Now let's use that as a reason to move forward, not a reason to pull back and just sequester ourselves. You talk about, you know, I don't do auto loans. How many people need to go refinance their cars legitimately today?
I never thought about it. I don't even know. Where would you go to a bank and just do that? Just in a bank?
Almost every bank will refinance autos. And here's the asterisk. Most of them will tell you if they currently have the loan, they don't want to refinance it because
right.
they already have the higher interest rate.
Right.
So typically, let's say you're with Brand X. You got to go to Brand Y to refinance that auto loan. Period. End of story. Maybe, you know, a few, they'll say they do it. Talk to your bank. See if they will. If not, go, you know, there's four or five good institutions in town that you can do auto loans with. Get after it and go save some money. Same thing, more importantly, the credit cards.
This can be big.
The thing that I see that literally drowns people is the interest rates on their credit cards.
Yep.
And if you were to able to see a credit report the way I do, there's people that have mortgages that are $900 to $1,000 a month. And they're paying $1,000 a month worth of minimum credit card payment.
Minimum?
It doesn't take that much to get there. Five or six credit cards at $150 a month apiece. And when I tell you five or six credit cards, that's pretty light in some cases. It really is. So isn't it interesting that we go, oh my gosh, my house payment is so expensive. But you might be spending that same amount of money on your credit cards. And it doesn't feel like it because it's six or seven. I mean, don't get me wrong. You're stressed at the end of the month. But sit down and look at the credit card debt. And if you haven't Google searched 0% interest rate credit cards, go do it right now. Transfer a few in and be done with that. As long as you're going to be disciplined. So I'm going to say this. I do not want to put a loaded gun pointed at somebody's face. If you're going to do this, you've got to not go rack up the other credit cards that you just paid off.
You got to work on reducing your debt, not increasing.
So there is some personal responsibility, and there is a slight handcuffing here. What we're talking about is trying to pay off and restructure the debt, not give people the ability to go double their debt. And that's I know people, and I was young and stupid. You know, when I was 21, I did a debt consolidation loan, and I paid off all of my credit cards.
You did?
I did. And it was interesting. I look back and go, man, I was such a dummy. Because like 8 months later, I had all the credit cards racked back up, and I had the signature loan that was consolidating them all. So now, me and my infinite wisdom thought I was going to go pay this off, and now I have double the debt. And it's like, wow, I got to dig out of not one hole, but two now.
So you just went crazy.
Yeah. But I know we all do that stuff.
Yeah.
I promise I have made more mistakes with credit and those things than anybody else has. I'm just telling you, here's an opportunity that if you can be disciplined, go look at refinancing the credit cards, because if you haven't opened your statement, most people probably have no idea what they're paying interest rate-wise. You're looking something up. What are you finding here?
I'm just seeing where my car is.
Oh, where's your car? What's your interest rate?
No. I mean, physically.
Oh, like physically. Okay.
it's like LoJack's.
One of those LoJack jacker tracker things.
Yeah. I don't have my car on me.
You don't have it. Okay. So
someone else got my car.
So when you find out that it's like 500 miles deep into Mexico, is that a problem?
we, when columns they had stolen.
Yeah. When does it show you the speed? Does it say, hey, it's doing 102 miles an hour?
No. It just shows me the location.
Interesting.
Yeah, which is kind of fun, actually.
Well, yeah. I'll leave that alone. But if you look at, here's what I want everybody to think about, especially coming into a brand new month. Do you do a budget, Russ?
Yes.
How often do you look at your budget?
I haven't done it in a few months.
Okay.
I don't really have a lot of budget problems because I don't have any bills.
Well, but see here, well, I'd take it the other way.
Yeah.
The people who look at their budgets more often typically don't have a problem because they're more focused on it.
But you know what hurts my budget is nothing I do, because at the end of the month, I'm always increasing my checking account goes up every month, because I always spend much less than I make. Doesn't matter what I make. And I don't make much money, I just, because I don't pull a paycheck. But
what we should do.
But the budget killers are like my daughter.
No, that would be your grand.
No, I'm not going to tell you. They call up and say, Daddy, I need some help or something. And that's what it is. But my budgets, I never spend. I don't like spending money.
I don't know.
That's a discipline I have.
I'm not going to judge. I don't care if people spend money. I'm just looking at opportunities that, you know, let's say somebody makes $5,000 a month. Don't care if it's five, 10, 20, whatever it is. But if it's $5,000 a month and they spend $4,500 the month and they have $500 left over, they just save more than 10% of their income. That's all, you know. There's
That's
a lot of
good.
Things we can talk about that. Let's take a break. This is Money Talk, AM560, KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIP.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
And he looks at her, says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could start with love. Oh, but ain't that
a... Last segment, everyone. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. We do have a caller on the line. You're on the air.
Hey, Derek. I have a son. He's an adult now. He's had a good job, steady job for the last couple of years. He saved up a big chunk of money for a down payment on a house. Mm-hmm. Interest rates that are awesome right now. He, however, has never bought anything on credit and never carried a credit card. And when he went in to pre-qualify, he has no credit history. What's the best, quickest way for him to build up so that he can get qualified for a loan? Or should I just have him call? He's not here in town. He's out of town.
Great question.
No, great question. So most banks don't want to give you credit if you've never had credit. So the very easiest and best one is go get a secured card. You really need two. So most of the local banks will do what's called a secured credit card that is basically like a debit card. You go in, fill out an application, give them $300. They then will put it into the account, and you get to use the card like a credit card, and it reports to the credit bureaus like a credit card, but they know they're never going to lose any money because they've got it secured with your own funds. Now, do explain to him that if he misses a payment, it shows up just like a credit card. And just like everything else we've talked about, balance to credit line is important. So if he puts $300 in, please don't ever charge more than $50 or $60. I tell people, get the card today when it comes in. Go put like $50 in your gas tank. The next day, go make a half a payment. That charge and payment is what reports it to the credit bureaus. If your son has clean credit, like there's nothing there, if he had two secured credit cards, my guess is in 45 days he'd probably have a 640 or 660 credit score. And the likelihood is if he has the job history and the income, that score would allow him to do an FHA loan.
Okay, excellent.
So
secured credit card, make the payments. Okay, I'll let him know that. Thank you
very much. You're very welcome. Great call. Thank you.
And that's always a confusion about what it's going to take to get good credit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go buy a stereo.
No.
So
you don't have to buy anything. I'm just changing my spending habits. So the great thing with that call is, you know, Russ, do you go to a grocery store?
Yeah.
Do you put gas in your gas tank?
Yes.
So somebody who doesn't have credit, if you went and got a secured credit card or two and you changed your payment methods,
right,
not your spending habits,
and
change your payment method, you go in and you get your groceries, you put them on the secured credit card. When the bill comes in, you pay it off.
Yeah, you don't even have to pay interest.
Nope.
You just have to show that you can pay a bill.
Yep.
It's not interest that they're going to look at. And some people get that confused, like, I got to pay some interest, so I'll borrow some money. No, you don't.
Nope. And here's the thing that most people don't realize is what she just described with her son is like a blank canvas. If you were a painter, do you want a clean, pristine piece of canvas to start on?
Sure.
Yes. That's so easy. Within 45 to 60 days, I could get her son a credit score. And now, it's not faking anything. We want to make sure that the employment history and the income history and the savings are all real. But the credit score is like the ticket to the Super Bowl. You don't get into the Super Bowl unless you have the ticket, right?
Right.
So that credit score allows me to get in and do everything else. So simple with a blank canvas. Now, the alternative is, let's say you've had a canvas that's been painted over like 15 times. Did you ever do theater productions? Did you ever do any of that?
No.
So you see these big props that the theater productions use, and they have the backdrops. You know, they have big 4x8 sheets, sometimes 6x12 sheets, and they paint all the scenery on the back of them. Well, when the show's over, you got to whitewash them, so now you got to take white paint and white paint them over and over and over a couple of times. So now they're back to blank, and then you got to start. So you've got more work to clean the canvas before you can use it again. What she's describing is, I got a blank canvas. Super simple to start, as opposed to somebody who comes in with stuff that we got to whitewash it, we got to clean it, and it takes a lot longer, you know, way more steps to clean it. So, great call, super simple, and credit, just kind of a game.
I like, and I think you're right. I like the way you put that on it. It is a game. It is fun to follow if you look at it that way. You know, try to do your best with it.
Yep.
See how you can get your score up, those kind of things.
Do you remember the game Chutes and Ladders?
Yeah.
Okay, so sometimes you're climbing up, sometimes you hit something, slid way back down. That's what I call credit. It's literally a live game of Chutes and Ladders, and if you know what you're doing, you get to climb the ladders, and if you happen to do it the wrong way, you're taking that slide all the way back down, and you got to start all over again.
Yeah.
And sometimes people with the best intention tell you to do things, and the wrong thing happens because they don't understand how the game is played and what the rules are.
I never know the rules.
Well, you do know the rules. You've listened long enough. So credit is not that difficult of a game.
No.
But you're looking at, clearly everybody knows it's payment history. Do you make your payments on time?
Yes.
That's 35% of your credit score.
For me, I don't want to sit down and write checks and don't do those things. I have a car payment. It's the only payment I have is a car payment. But I've never made a car payment. I mean, I just set it up from day one, automatic withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
I never worry about it. It's never a minute late. It's always just automatic.
And
I just never worry about it.
And most people are now doing the same with house payments,
yeah.
credit card payments, utility bill payments. Very easy to set things up where you don't have to.
Right.
But
I don't need a stamp. I don't need to write it out. None of that. But I know it's coming out, and it's mm-hmm. automatically logged into the books and everything.
And that's a great way to manage the credit because you know your car payment's paid on time, and you
yeah.
know you're never going to be late, and you know there's nothing lost in the mail. All of those things are great tips and techniques that help people budget and stay on track. But you pay attention to it. That's probably the biggest thing, Russ, is you actually, I know you have Mint on your phone, you have apps that you watch,
mm-hmm.
and you pay attention.
Sure.
And all of the things that we've talked about today on the show, whether it's refinancing your house, and look, if you have a question and you want just an opinion, you don't have to talk to me, you can talk to me, Bill, Ray, Tara, whoever at the office. Make a phone call, come in and ask. We'll tell you the straight scoop. Maybe you've got a great interest rate and it's not worth refinancing. We'll tell you. But also, sit down and talk about, hey, look at all this other stuff. The couple that I talked to earlier that's going to save almost $500 a month on their car, they're not stretching the term out. They're just chopping their interest rates. Now, if you could pay less interest on your car, so now you have more money freed up for your house and you get to live in the house that you wanted and your budget really didn't change much, where's the negative in that?
There's no negative in saving money.
So you got to spend some brain power. You got to waste some brain cells if you're going to figure out how to save some money. And the opportunity right now is better than I've ever seen in my 20-year career. The opportunity to save money right now, whether it's a house, a car, credit cards. I mean, let's be honest. You can refinance your student loans. You know, there's people out there that have student loans that need to be refinanced.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yep. You can refinance your student loans.
Really?
Yep. Now, why don't more people know that?
And those are all federal right now. Everything goes federal for student
loans. Not all of it.
No.
Not all of it.
Okay.
So, tons of opportunity. And again, I still think we live in the greatest country on earth. I think we live at one of the greatest times in history. We all have opportunity as long as we realize, hey, the glass is neither half full nor half empty. Let's be thrilled we have a glass, and let's start saying cheers to one another. Hey, cheers, Russ.
I'll take it.
So, any last-minute questions?
No.
You look like you got one on your brain.
No, the stock market's up almost 1,000 right now. I mean, since we've been on air, it's gone up 300 points.
Didn't Alan Greenspan call that irrational exuberance?
Yes.
Okay.
It's irrational. Because it doesn't mean it's not permanent. It's just a moment.
It's a moment in time.
Yeah.
And you know, again, Sir Edward Garrity could detail that way better than I ever could.
Yeah.
But my gut tells me if unemployment is at 13.5%, which is awful,
but way ahead of
projections.
Yeah.
But if in a normal environment, if we said, hey, here's where the unemployment is, we would all be like yelling and screaming, and it would be
13?
Horrible.
Yeah, 13 is depression. That's not good.
Right.
But with the lockdown that's gone on.
Right. Well, we added 2.5 million new jobs. So you're seeing lots of people going back to work. It'll be interesting to see how quickly that 13.5 goes down.
Depends on how fast Elon Musk makes cars.
Wouldn't that be nice?
He's one of the ones that came forward and said enough nonsense.
You think he'll move out of California?
Yeah.
Do you?
I think he's done with it. He's one of the ones that pulled forward and said, this is nonsense. This is crazy. We're not doing this.
Yeah.
We're going to work.
Yep.
Arrest me if you want to arrest me. Good for him. He's kind of a hero to me.
I'd love to see him move to Arizona. Come on, move that plant right over here. Wouldn't everybody love to see that over here?
I don't think he's going to. You're out
Come
of time.
On.
You're out of time, man. You got 15 seconds.
This has been Money Talk, AM560 KBLU. From all of us at Academy Mortgage, thanks so much. Have a safe and happy weekend. And if you are serving or have served, thanks so much. Anything we can ever do for you, let us know.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
from the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.